best fantasy is written in the language of dreams. It is alive as dreams are alive, more real than real. For a moment at least, that's long magic moment before we wake. Fantasy is silver and scarlet, indigo and azure, obsidian veined with gold and lapis lazuli. Reality is plywood and plastic, done up in mud brown and olive drop. Fantasy taste of habaneros and honey, cinnamon and gloves, ray red meat and wines as sweet as summer. Reality is beans and tofu and ash second hand. Reality is the strip malls of Burbank, the smokestacks of Cleveland, a parking garage in Newark. Fantasy is the towers of Minas Tirith, the ancient stones of Gormenghast, the halls of Camelot. Fantasy flies of the wing of Icarus, reality on Southwest Airlines. Why do our dreams become so much smaller when they finally come true? We read fantasy to find the colors again, I think, to taste strong spices and hear the songs of the siren sang. There is something old and true in fantasy that speaks to something deep within us. To the child who dreamed that one day he would hunt the forest of the night and feast beneath the hollow hills and find the love to last forever somewhere south of Oz and north of Shangri-La. They can keep their heaven. When I die, I'd sooner go to Middle Earth.